Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Did you go to Psalm 90? I want to look at this. We're going to talk about the purpose of favor. We talked last week about you having the favor of God surrounding you. Everybody say, God's favor surrounds me as a shield. You know, it's just like a shield. And we talked about it being favor is for a lifetime, not just for just a little bit, but for a lifetime. So as long as you live, you have favor. Amen? But I want to look at this one and just look at the purpose of favor today. And Psalm 90, verse 17 says, "And let the beauty and delightfulness and favor of the Lord our God be upon us." Let it be upon us. "Confirm and establish the work of our hands." This is out of the Amplified Version. And to be able to, so we need to look at this, that the favor of God, the beauty of God, the delightfulness of God, and the favor of God, the Lord our God, be upon us. Let it be upon us. And it's there to confirm and establish the work of our hands. And he goes on and says it again. And says, yes, the work of our hands, confirm and establish. In other words, confirm what it is we're supposed to go do and establish the work as we go do it. Yes. Confirm what it is we're supposed to go do and establish the work as we go do it. A lot of people think favor is just one way, because we talked about last week about favor being his approval, his acceptance, and his provision. And sometimes we narrow those things down and we just say, well, his favor blesses me. Exactly right. His favor is a tremendous blessing to you and I. But that is not the only reason for his favor to be on upon you and on you. Well, what's the rest of it? It is so we can actually go do the very assignment that he's given us to go do. We have favor to go do that, not just to have it. You know, Lord, give me a close parking space. You ride around and all of a sudden, poof, there's one in its pole position. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with sitting on the pole. There's nothing wrong with being right there next to the door. Right? But you know, that favor is only just for you. And that's okay. Sometimes the favor that you have is just for you, just to show him, just to show you that he loves you and he cares for you. But see, we limit, if that's the only favor we're praying for, Lord, make it go well for me. Have this to get, I'm telling you, favor will happen when you're not even looking for it. I'm telling you, it will happen. The favor of God, his acceptance and his approval and his provision is all wrapped up in his favor. And it's for you and I. And he says, let us have the favor. Let us have the beauty and the delightfulness. The beauty and the delightfulness of the Lord our God. And favor of the Lord our God. And he says, why? So it can confirm what we're supposed to do. And he, you'll establish it as we do it. In other words, he's fulfilling the very wishes, and he's letting us be able to do what he's given us to do, our assignment. Everybody say, I have an assignment on this earth. Everybody say that. If you haven't discovered that assignment, you need to discover it. You need to find out what it is, you know, because it's one of the things we fail to do. A lot of times we see the favor and I didn't make this happen. This is what, I'll tell you an experience. Recently, last week, this past week, you know, my mom is having to move from where she is, and she has to move before the end of the month, and but we didn't have a place to move her to, and so we're thinking, okay, what do we need to do? Well, Brenda, you know, she wakes up, and this is one day. The next day, Brenda wakes up. You know how hard it is to find facilities for the elderly to be able to go into. I mean, their waiting lists are so long, they really are. And all the waiting lists are long inside Spartanburg as well. But Brenda gets up, she says, and she gets up the very next morning. She says, I'm going to call this place. And she calls this place, and it's close to our home, not too far away. And then she makes this phone call, and she knows this lady, and she said, Barbara, my mother-in-law, da-da-da-da. And she says, well, I'm not supposed to do this. But she's got that place. Now, she didn't manipulate. She didn't do any of that. She just asked. And the lady said, I'm not supposed to do this, but I feel like I'm supposed to. I know the lady in the back, I've forgotten your name, beside Terry. What's your name again? Susan. You know, she stood up here, didn't have a place to go. She lived in the woods. God, you heard her testimony. Didn't have a place to go. And they told her, we've got a long list, right, of finding a place for you. We've got a long list that's ahead of you. Calls her, what, the next day or the next 2 days? Friday, they said, we don't have a place, you know. And then Monday, they called her and said, well, you must have favor with somebody. Got a place to live just in a few days. Why? It is the favor. And that does benefit you. But see, it benefits others as well. See, our favor given to us is to benefit us, but it's also to benefit others and establish what it is we're supposed to be doing, to confirm it and to establish it. If you haven't yet found out what you're here for, find out what you're here for. Find out what you're here for. Ask the Lord, why am I here? Because he has this favor in store ready for you to utilize for his glory. To use it for his glory. Is that true? You know, there's Mary had favor with God, and she was carrying Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. But she had to carry that watch. She had to carry the favor of being favored to be able to birth what it is that she's supposed to birth. She's supposed to birth the Savior. See, we are like that as well. There is a deposit of favor that is on us that we have to birth out in the very things that we're supposed to go do. Are y'all hearing me? Am I making any sense? I like it a whole lot better when I know that I'm sent to do something and I know his favor's with me instead of me trying to make it happen on my own. You know, there's a tremendous favor on O.A. Fish and Miss Charlotte. How do I know that? I mean, out of nothing comes a youth camp. I mean, kids, hundreds of kids basically every year receive Christ and get baptized, hear about Jesus. Why? That's favor. I tell you what, you just do it. No, he's favored to do that. You understand what I'm saying? He's favored to do. They're favored to do that. And you see it in their ministry. All these years, you see it in their ministry and it growing and people helping and sowing into these young children, sowing into generations that is going to carry things of God further than we ever have. Why? It's God's favor. Why? Because he loves them. He appreciates them. He approves of them. And he provides for them. To do what? To make them feel good that they got a camp? No, they probably feel great that they have a camp, but that's not the reason. They do it for his purposes. What's his purposes? To win people, to win the youth, to be able to sow into them, to sow love into them, the ones that don't get love when they're at home, the ones that don't get love when they're at school, and just love them, whether they deserve it or not as far as their actions. You know, that genuine love and this agape love that we talk about, It is willing the best and the happiness for someone, even when their actions never deserve it. You know how I know that? Bible. While we were yet sinners, we didn't deserve it. You and I didn't deserve that. You and I didn't deserve him to leave heaven, to be born in the flesh to be born a man and for him to go through. We did not deserve it, but his love compelled him. The love of the Father was the love of the Son compelled him to leave all of heaven and to be birthed as a man. To be able to pay the price that you and I could not pay. What a favor upon our lives. What a favor. We couldn't do that ourselves. So we see this as, the favor to bless us, and the favor is there for us to be able to accomplish what he has assigned for us to do. And God is a signature, really, it's a signature. It's God's signature of his value for you. Favor is God's signature of he has great value for you. Say that, he has great value. So we talked about the other week, about your DNA. Inside your DNA is halal, is a hallelujah. When they dissected and cut the layers of our DNA, he even had Yahweh in it. Why? Because he said, in his image we're made. We're created in his image. That's how much he values us. That's how much he loves us. He really does. But I want you to go to Luke chapter 2. And look at verse 52. Luke chapter 2, go to verse 52. And I've got to hurry. It says that Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Say God and man. See, favor has two directions. It is favor with God and it's also favor with man. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of environments and there are a lot of places that you can go that are not conducive to the favor of God. Are you with me? So you have to understand that you do have favor with men, but you won't have favor with all men. You with me? But you'll have favor with God all the time. So this thing has two directions. We need to have favor with God and man. Why do we need to have favor with man? Because you need the human connections that it takes to do the very things that God has sent you to do. And you're going to need help from others who don't even know you. See, this favor is such a large thing, and it's such a powerful, powerful force. It's such a powerful thing in our lives. Because just because we have favor, the favor of God, and God has given us an assignment, and it's all through the Bible. That people had an assignment and had the favor of God, but they needed other people to accomplish what it was that God gave him. OA and Charlotte today do not run the camp by themselves. Is that true? Amen. Why is that? They needed other people. Watch. They needed other people to be compelled by what their vision is and their favor. They needed other people to connect in giving and connect in working to be able to see that vision, to be able to see that camp to come to reality. Why is that? That's God's way. That's the reason he said favor with God and favor with man. Well, because his favor is such an influence that it influences other people. And it speaks to other people's lives, so they will be inclined to cooperate with you. Brenda's phone call. That lady was inclined to cooperate with Brenda's need. Amen. It wasn't out of compulsion. It wasn't out of threats. It wasn't a sad song. It wasn't any of that. Why? It was a favor of God moving. Moving on this woman, which is favored with man, for her to be able to say, I am compelled, not compelled, but I'm inclined right now let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. Have you ever been in that situation where mankind was giving you things or helping you do things and you're just scratching your head wondering why? That's the favor of God. Why we need to have the favor of God and man to be able to accomplish the assignment that you're not Lone Ranger. Say, I'm not a Lone Ranger. Anytime we start acting like a Lone Ranger, we're alone. So God wants us to, God wants us to be able to capture the essence of his favor in our lives and on our lives. And where we're going, we have favor that surrounds us. That's what the Bible says. The favor surrounds you no matter where you go. And he wants us to see it in a way that, we capture the thing and actually use the very favor and not manipulate. See, you know, he knows that man can manipulate, and that's actually a sin. To manipulate is like witchcraft. That's the reason he's in charge of favor. Man's not in charge of favor. He's in charge. Do you know why the woman did it? It was a favor. Listen, it was a favor of God dealing with the woman. Are you with me? So she could have favor, so Brenda could have favor with God and favor with man. To be able to accomplish the very things that gives him glory. For us to be just seeking just these small things out that just pleases us and makes us happy and nothing else, that's very elementary. That's very self-seeking. Nothing wrong with God helping you, helping, and the favor of God taking care of you and helping you. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But see, we have the favor in order to be upon us so we can actually go do the very assignment and give him glory. See, it's all about him. Have you ever tried to talk somebody into something that they did not want to do? Has anybody ever tried to do that? Raise your hand. It's like, How did that work? You know, probably didn't work out good for you. I'm not going to do that. No, but you need to do this. Look, you need to do this. Do you know? Listen to me. I'm going to be very truthful with you. That can happen out of a pulpit. To try to talk you into doing something that you don't really want to do, but because I want you to do it, I keep pounding and pounding and pounding until you get to doing it. That ain't favor. That's manipulation. Coercion. It's exactly why. It's just, why? It's not, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking. I'll ask this congregation, hey, here's a need. Let's see what we can do about helping this need. That's not coercion. That's not pounding. That's not manipulation. It's giving you an opportunity to sow into it. I mean, I've known churches that take up an offering and said, counted it and said, that ain't enough. I'm telling you the truth. We're taking up again. So that's not favor. Are you with me? See, it can happen to any of us. It can happen anywhere, and it can happen to any of us. And we can look at so many things concerning favor, and we'll talk about it again next week. But he says, he grew. This thing about he increased, this word increased, he said he increased. Jesus, everybody say, Jesus increased. You have to read the scriptures. Jesus kept increasing. That word increasing means passionately moving forward. Passionately moving forward. Jesus kept passionately moving forward in what? Wisdom. He passionately kept moving forward to have wisdom. He kept passionately moving forward to have maturity. That word that says stature, that is maturity. He was passionately moving forward to mature. How passionately are you moving forward to mature in God? No, I'm fine. I'll just wait. I don't have to do that. Let somebody else do it. I got my ticket. That's all I need to do. That's no passion in that. There's no passion in that at all. So we need to be a passionate people that is moving forward to growing up. Moving forward and growing in our knowledge of who he is. And it says that he passionately moved forward in his favor with God and with man. If Jesus needed to passionately move forward, we should too. We should keep passionately moving forward to be able to see the favor of God and favor of man in our life, passionately moving forward to grow and to be wise and to have wisdom. Passion. See, Christianity, a lot of churches, a lot of times has lost its passion. And instead of its passion, it has its religion. It has its form. It has its way that it's comfortable with. And anything outside of that, we ain't putting up with it. I'm telling you. It's not everybody. The move of the Spirit is not happening in a lot of places. Why? Because the move of man has already taken its throne. No passion to move forward. Let's just stay where we are. No. Let's passionately move forward. Everybody say passion. Say, I'm moving forward with passion. We really need to move forward with passion. So there's two things concerning this thing. And this of the influence is under, it's under God's authority because he's in charge of the favor. Got so much to tell you, but in so little time. Esther found favor. The Bible says Esther found favor in Esther 2:15. She found favor, and her favor brought her to being the queen. Oh, that's great for her, but no. She used the favor of her position to be able to save and help her nation. It wasn't just about her becoming queen. It was about her becoming queen for her nation. You with me? Daniel. Daniel found favor. Her and him both were foreigners in the land that they lived. They were both in bondage. They were both captivated, and they were both despised, representing who they are as a nation. They were both despised. She came out being a queen and helping all her nation, helping her kindred, helping the people of God. What did he come out? He came out, what did he come out doing? He came out, he was the VP of a whole nation. He got elevated. Listen, favor will take the most disadvantaged position and move you to a place that you begin to have the authority in letting things change and knowing how to change things. You're put into a position to be able to do things. Why? Because of the favor of God. So the Bible says both of them had the favor of God on their lives. Nehemiah had the favor of God on his life. Yeah, great, man. He didn't have to be the cupbearer anymore of the king. He didn't have to taste all the food. Man, they don't eat that. You know, they eat this. Don't eat that. Can you? That's what they went through. People say, well, yeah, they had drink, taste food. The question is, what if he's eating the poison? Well, he goes first instead of the king. So he doesn't have to be the cupbearer anymore. He's set free, so he's free. But that's not the reason he wanted favor. He wanted favor to build the wall that had broken down, tore down, and the gates burned, and it was a city of God. This is why I want the favor. And he got favor. He was granted favor to go do what it was that God had assigned him to do. There's great things all in this room that is lying there, waiting for the assigned person to lay hands on it and to pick it up. And God says, I'll give you favor if you take it. Run with it. You got my favor. Just run with it. I'll open the doors for you. I'll open doors that no man can open. I'll keep ones closed that not supposed to open. Why? That's the way God operates. That's the way he operates. Joseph was put into prison. He was taken down by his brothers. By the way, his brothers didn't like him. They despised him. They didn't like him. Why? Here's a lesson you need to learn. They didn't like the favor on him. If you fail to see the favor on your life, you will despise and rise up against the favor that is in other people's life. If you do not recognize the favor that is on your life, you will envy the favor that is on others' lives. and you will resist it. Why? Because you don't have any other choice. That's just a natural thing to do. I wanted that. So we have to acknowledge the very favor that's on our lives so we don't look, we're not in competition. We're not in competition with each other. We're in concert, not competition. Nancy, can you come up? I want to show you something just a second. Nancy, can you come up, please? Charlie, can you come up? I want you to come up. And Susan, you come up. Brother Doug, you come up. And we'll see what we can do here. No, y'all got to come all the way up. Oh, say all the way up. Okay. Nancy, I want you to sit here. You're not in competition, but you've been favored to do things that you need to do. Nancy just lost her cousin about a month ago, like a sister to her. And but I asked her if I could use her as an example today, and she said, yeah, I didn't really go through what it was, so that's trust in me, isn't it? I really do trust you, Pastor. No, but here's the thing about it. She would need comforting, and sometimes music comforts. Pastor Charlie, I want you to go to the piano, and I want you to just play something of comfort, comforting to her. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Could you get up?
Pardon?
Could you stand up?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Brother Doug, I'd like for you to sit down at the piano. Did you see that? He looks good, don't he? I'd like for you to play something comforting for her. Little deeper notes. Little. How many of you know that there's no favor there? Doesn't mean because you have favor that you're going to fix everything. Not going to do it. You got to follow the Lord and what He assigns you to do. That's what you've got favor to go do. Susan, sing.
When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, what
When peace like a river, have at it. Sing it. When peace like a river. When peace like a
river.
When peace like.
When peace like a river.
It is.
What?
No, way on up there. It is well.
It is well. It is well with my soul.
Favor.
Favor.
No favor. No. No. To sing like she does, he's got tremendous favor. You hear me? When I said no favor, wasn't no, I didn't say no favor on his life. No favor to do that. Why? It's out of his sphere. We're supposed to go do what God's assigned us to do. You with me? Okay. Let's see. Do we need to do anything else? I think the point's been made. Yeah. I think the point's been made. Isn't that it? But see, but you see, you guys can go. Thank you so much. Give them a hand for participating. We're not in competition. We're in concert. You see all the pieces that come together, and I didn't get Doug to do his. No, come wait a minute, Nancy, come up here real quick. See, I just told you what Doug couldn't do. Come on up real quick. You don't have to stand. Just stand right there. Stand right there. He might not be able to play the piano, but I want you to listen to this.
I'd like to do the blessing of the Lord upon you. May the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance. As a grandfather, I'd like to bless you this way. May you reach the purpose for which you were created. May you have courage above your fear. May you have more compassion for the things of God than other things is necessary. May you dream more than other things is practical. May you expect more than other things is possible. May you choose wisely, without earthly bias. You have people to influence that you have not met yet. Lives to change that are waiting for your arrival. By God to make you grand design, just so you can become everything he made you to be. The place is a place where you can grow best. The place where you can you're more fruitful. The place where the future is changed because of your presence. May you see vistas that others don't even know exist. May you see God in every pedestal, every flower, and in every blade of grass. Each of them are designed by his hand. May you bless your children, and may you become a giant in the faith under the mighty hand of God. You won't fail. You were made by God to be here for such a time as this.
Listen. God bless you. See, he can depart. You can be seated. He can depart a father's heart. He does it well. He's a father, and he can just impart that. I said depart. He can impart that father's heart. I mean, with sincerity. Ed, can you come up? I didn't get to talk to you. Surprise. Ed's a wonderful guy. He really is, and he's a wonderful person. He has got a lot of gifts. One of the things he can do is give counsel. He's certified by man.
I am certified.
He is certified. He's certified in counseling by man, but he's anointed in counseling by the Father. I want you to give her a word of counsel. Tell me something about his counsel.
That I have not really comprehended God's love, just how much he does love me, and that his love will never, ever fail me. Ever.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen. Yeah. Both of y'all can be seated. You see things demonstrated that you have a place. But for you to compete, to try to be like somebody else, and to try to do it the way they do it, puts you in a place that you're not operating in the favor that God has given you. And you start competing, and your competition for that actually is in resistance to theirs. And then you begin to compare yourselves among yourselves, and the Bible says, don't do that. Every one of you are different. Every one of you have a calling. Every one of you have an assignment. But every one of you have the favor, knowing God, you know, you have the favor of God on your life. The assignment for you is to find out what it is that God has called you to do. And the assignment is also to find the very pathway to go do that. He will open the doors if you just said, send me. Knowing that you're favored. Knowing that you have the anointing of the Lord. See, the anointing will bring the favor. See, the Spirit brings the anointing. The anointing brings the favor. And then we go to work for His glory. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. One word here that just in the ones, we had several more. We got about four or five sheets of notes left on that. But you need to understand that when you saw these others, every one of them had opposition. Every one of them had the enemy against them. Every one of them had opposition pushing against them. You need to understand when people don't know about the favor of God, one of the things that they will do is resist you and rise up against you. You have to be willing, when you leave here today, you have to be willing to be misunderstood and unliked by those who don't understand or don't know about the favor of God. There are going to be others that will be inclined to help you and to get accomplished whatever it is that God has for you. But you need to know that you do have an enemy, and that enemy is working in other people to try to stop you from going and try to stop you by discouraging you, by saying things about you, by doing things that actually oppose your work. But you have to be willing today to say, I may be resisted. I may be fought against. I may be disliked, but I'm here, sent by the Father to do a work, and He has favor for me to do it. So when the opposition comes up, you have to face it, and you have to say, well, God, I have your favor. I don't know what's going on here, but I have your favor. And then the people that He will send your way to be inclined, they will be inclined to cooperate with you. Some will walk up to you and do things that you don't, Maybe somebody will walk up and just hand you money out of the wild blue. Has anybody ever had that to happen to you?
I sure have.
Listen. Walk up to you, see hands all over, walk up to you and just give you money. You haven't put it on the billboard. I need some money. No, why? God's moving and in favor, and they're connected to it, and they start doing it. Why? Why? It's favor of God on him, influencing others to cooperate with him, to cooperate with you. Say, I'm in cooperation with the Lord's favor. I'm not in competition with anyone. Amen. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll send this message deep down into our soul, that we would be able to pick it up, pick the reins of this thing up, Lord, of our assignment, and understand that we are driven passionately to your favor, to your assignment, in wisdom and in maturity. Help us to grow up in it. Help us to put our hands that you have confirmed and established by your favor. Help us to do the work in such a way that you, Almighty God, get all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Go in the favor of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard Podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.